God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to guide us. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us on our path of life as his redeemed children in Jesus is from the gospel lesson. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to them, "Yes, Lord. You know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed, tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you became old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show what kind of death he was going to glorify God. And after said these things to him, he said, "Follow me." So far, God's word for our consideration in his name. Amen. You'll notice in this text that there's three times that Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Do you love me?" Remember the 3 days that Jesus was in the ground, in the tomb. Remember the 3 times that Jesus said to Peter, "You will then deny me 3 times. Isn't it interesting that scriptures use 3 times to remind us about those times that Simon Peter was intertwined with Jesus and Jesus' story of him being denied, him being betrayed, and him being killed. It's interesting, too, how God comes to us, and God gives us all of these gifts and talents and makes us unique. You know, when you look out here today, you see many people that are different, who wear different clothes. We sing differently. We pray differently. We walk differently. And we pray differently. And yet, we're one. We're one in Christ Jesus. And God brings this text to us this morning to have us understand that through the scriptures, we are being fed. We are being attended to, and that God is with us no matter what happens. It's really interesting, is preparing for this sermon and preparing for God's word, that through the love and the care of our Savior, God comes to us. And he comes to us whether we've sinned or not. But we know that Paul says through the book of Romans that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we know that we have sinned. And yet, God comes to us. He comes to us in the person of Jesus Christ. He comes to us to be in our midst, to be with us. He comes to us to relate to us that he is the one who suffered for each and every one of us. And he's the one that was nailed to the cross for each and every one of us. As he's laid out on the cross, his hands are nailed to the cross. Isn't it interesting that when you look at the other two that were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left, were their hands and feet nailed to the cross? No. their hands were tied to the cross. So the hitting of the nails through Jesus' hands reflects upon the suffering that Jesus did for all people, having those nails driven through his hands and driven through his feet. And when you look at Jesus on the cross, it's also interesting that he did not die because of the nails driven into his hands or his feet, but he suffocated to death. The hanging on the cross, and you can imagine his chest trying to expand to breathe. And if you leave it, if you left your hands out there and your feet dangling, it would be to signify as well. You couldn't breathe. Jesus suffered. He suffocated for each and every one of us. And this is an amazing, amazing thing that Jesus has for us, to know that we have the love and the care of Jesus. This Jesus came into our lives to seek and to save the lost. In Luke chapter 19, there is a little story about Jesus and how he, verse 10 says that the Lord Jesus has come to seek and to save that which is lost. You and I are lost in our sins. And yet Jesus comes and he seeks us. He seeks to be our shepherd, to lead us and guide us. When you think about chapter 10 in the Gospel of John, and you read through there about the shepherd and the sheep, and that the sheep know the shepherd's voice, we know Jesus by the words of the scriptures and by what the prophets in the Old Testament tell us about Jesus, that Jesus is coming. He's coming to seek and to save that which is lost. You and I have had our times of being lost. We have turned away from Jesus. We have turned away from God's word. We have turned away from Jesus himself. We can pick those times. We can look back in our lives and we can see that we turned away. And yet, Jesus still comes to us. He seeks us. He comes to us through his word and his sacrament. And he seeks us out. He seeks us out to tell us a marvelous thing. A marvelous thing that he has suffered for us. A marvelous thing that he was crucified on the cross for us, and that he tells us he was put in the tomb for 3 days for us, and he rose from the dead for us, to give us eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. This is what Jesus did. And it's also interesting here in the book of John in the 21st chapter that it starts telling us about Jesus. This is the third time that Jesus came to his disciples. First two times were in the upper room. The first time, he was there when the doors were shut and the windows locked, and he stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Yet one person was not there, Thomas. So the next week, he did the same thing. He came and stood among his disciples with the doors locked, the windows closed. And he said, "Peace be with you." And he said to Thomas, "Come here, Thomas. Put your finger into my hands and put your hand into my side. Stop doubting and believe." It's amazing that Jesus now, times later, because the disciples were depressed because Jesus wasn't with them, and yet they say, well, Peter says, "Well, I'm going to go out fishing." And the others follow because, this is what they do. And so then they see Jesus on the shore. And Jesus is, well, beckoning them to come back, to come to him. And so Peter, the disciple Jesus loved, is John, and John refers to Peter saying, it's the Lord. And so what does the Lord, Peter do? He jumps into the lake, into the sea, and swims to Jesus. This is a powerful moment that Peter comes to Jesus, because remember, he denied him. And so after breakfast, he's, Peter, come here. Come here, I want to talk to you. Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Jesus knows that Simon Peter loves him, but he wants to make sure that Peter knows this. He does it the three times. And in those three times, he also says to Peter, tend my sheep, feed my sheep, be with my sheep, be with the people that I have suffered and was crucified for and rose again. So Jesus comes to us in his word. He comes to us to lift us up. He comes to us to encourage us in our life. Jesus knows that we need his personal appearance. He knows that we need the scriptures with us. He knows that we need to be cared for. And he cares for us. He cares for us as only a Savior does, sharing his love for us. A love that will never go away. A love that is strong. A love that encourages. A love that is always with us. And I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about Jesus' love that never goes away. It's not like this. There was a young man who had a girl in mind, and he was infatuated with this gal. He wanted to see her again. So he wrote a little note to her. Dear Jennifer, I love you so much, I'd climb the highest mountain just to see your smile. I'd swim the deepest river infested with piranhas just for one of your kisses. I'd cross the widest sea for one of your hugs. I'd cross the burning desert just to look upon your face with unending love, Frank. Then he put a P.S. P.S. I'll be over to see you next Wednesday if it doesn't rain. God is not like that. God comes to us in his unending love in the person of Jesus Christ, who we celebrate as we come up to the altar rail and receive his body and blood given and shed for us. He tells us that his love is always with us, lifting us up, encouraging us, and being in our personal lives each and every day. In Christ's holy name, amen. Amen.